And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. Last week, all news outlets reported that Governor McCrory says he will sign the NC Common Core bill. And while that is no surprise, I find myself to be quite disappointed. I'm disappointed because this has little to do with education and a lot to do with the fact that Barack Obama is our president, plain and simple. Some of the arguments against Common Core make it out to be some type of mind-altering George Orwell's 1984 type of initiative, and that's just not true. One of the comments from the majority is that the state would be able to craft a curriculum best tailored to North Carolina. Really? First of all, Common Core is not a curriculum. Common Core is a set of standards. Standards that would have allowed us to have a truer picture of how our children, our teachers, our schools, our state, and our nation is doing, and would provide us with the data necessary to better understand how to prepare our children long before they take the SAT, the ACT, or, for example, a civil service exam. In addition to providing us with a common set of standards, Common Core was also designed to enable students to meet the following college and career readiness expectations: that they demonstrate independence, build strong knowledge content, respond to the varying demands of their audience, comprehend as well as critique, value evidence, use technology, and understand other perspectives and cultures. Those sound like some great traits to have, but I can see why it scares the majority. They probably feel that under Common Core, we could end up with a future generation of knowledgeable, independent thinkers who value evidence and understand other perspectives and cultures. I hope that I am wrong, but it doesn't seem to fit their agenda at all. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.